Welcome to Not a Great Whisper podcast. This is your host, Katie Ray. I am joined with the talented Rosanna and Ricardo today, two chefs from Tampa Bay, also Puerto Rico. I want to welcome them to the show. Thank you for joining.
Thank you for having us. We're excited to be here.
God, I feel like we've done this before. So I want to first just bring up it. Thanks for joining, of course, but that you guys are awesome power couple. You work together. You met in the culinary. We'll talk about that in a minute. But you are just a perfect example of how you can really amplify each other from all of your talent. And it's really fun to watch your journey and everything that you're working on. So we'll kind of jump right into the things you're working on, of course, how you met.
All right, you start with how we met.
Well, we met, we're both from Puerto Rico, but we actually met here in Tampa. I was a director for the Art Institute of Tampa, which is a culinary school and a baking school right next to Raymond James Stadium. Had around 15 or so chef instructors and around 500 and something students per quarter. And a lot of great people, a lot of great students, and a lot of talent. Oh, my gosh, I love my students were the best. I knew where everybody was going to be, and I'm so glad to say to see their development and where they're all at. So we were opening in that moment in time a student-run restaurant called the Tutor Chef, which, by the way, is still open. You can more than welcome to go and support students. And we needed a front-of-the-house instructor. And I knew already that Chef Rosanna knew about these, so I hired her. And then from there, we started working together in a catering business that she owned called Piquant Cuisine. And basically, all I introduced fruit carving, because she needed carvings for her weddings and her clients. So I told her, listen, I do fruit carving on the side. I do pumpkin carvings and watermelon carvings and ice carvings. So she literally hired me to do that on the catering side. And I guess things took from there, am I right?
Yeah, from being my boss to then kind of being colleagues and collaborating, the admiration and the friendship grew from there. Until one day we realized we liked each other a lot. And then we wanted to collaborate not only in business, but in life. And the rest is history. Yeah. Eventually, I ended up leaving the school. Ricardo stepped down from being director, and we officially started dating. And then our business, now we're in business together, Pecan started growing really fast. And we were looking for a location to expand our catering services. So then we started collaborating together, and we decided to look for our own space to expand our services. And that's when, you know, a location opened up, and we decided to open a brick and mortar restaurant and rebrand what we had as Piquant Cuisine into a French inspired restaurant and bakery, which we operated for 5.5 years in between Hyde Park, South Tampa, and West Tampa. And we became very well known, thankfully. The response was amazing, especially because of the bakery, which is all Ricardo. And we have his nickname as King of the Croissant, because he can make anything with croissant, especially the croissant donuts, which became very popular.
That's a good title. That's a great title to have.
Yeah, it was kind of fun. You know, we really pay attention to quality, and we wanted people to understand, either if they work with us or we're in there, that we were never going to cut corners. Mm-hmm. And in the pastry world, you cut corners, you can taste it. In the culinary world, not that much, but in the pastry world, you can. So we always made everything from scratch, and it was a great response, and like I said, still till today, people keep asking about pastries and croissant donuts. Mm-hmm. You never know; it may come out very soon. But we literally right there and then is when we started like very seriously as a couple,
and that was the first one you took on together?
Yes, okay. Yes. We did pecan in High Park Village, and then we moved it into West Tampa, which was mainly wholesale. A lot of people don't know that majority of the restaurants, or actually a big bunch of the restaurants in Tampa, we were servicing, we were making the bread for them. And then we also had like 7 different accounts inside the airport, which was 24/7, 365 days a year. So.
And now you have Cielo Mexican.
Right now we are inside the hall on Franklin with a Mexican concept called Cielo, and it's Mexican inspired. We do everything from tacos, burritos, great breakfast, by the way. If you want to have excellent breakfast, go to Cielo. We open every day at 7:30 in the morning, but Saturday and Sundays, which we open at 9:00, and we have also Coffee, KOFE, which is a barista bar. And between those two, I can guarantee you're gonna have the best breakfast in Tampa. Yeah, and we have like chilaquiles, which is like breakfast nachos, if you think about. We have a breakfast burrito. I mean, it's amazing. You'll see, you'll tell me, but you can go in there and you can try it. It's going to be really good. So both of those are inside the Hall of Franklin, which is located at 1701 North Franklin Street.
Yep. And it's wonderful. I've been there. I am a witness to the amazingness and the taste, everything. I usually order things that are for two people, but I eat it by myself, which is fine. The portions are great. So now you're getting into catering. Again, you are.
Yes, actually, we are. We are working with a new catering thing called R Square Provisions. Had the opportunity to get a location off Clearwater that basically we're going to be able to cater anything and everything, including corporate catering. We just recently did a corporate catering in outside of the state. So we do that too. Of course, if the money's right, you know. But yes, we were hired by over the holidays by Krispy Kreme. Oh. And we did their holiday event, which was amazing. And it was so much fun. But we went actually to North Carolina for that. With the food truck, which is also part of the R Square Provisions family. And this food truck, basically, we just drove it all the way to North Carolina. It was amazing.
Is the food truck R Squared? Is that what it's under?
Correct.
Okay.
The food truck will be R Square Provisions, but then the best part of the food truck is that we will be able to put different kinds of menus.
Awesome.
So we can do Cielo. Sometimes we'll be able to do French cuisine. We'll be able to do desserts only, even coffee or burgers. So he's going to be doing several things, but it also works for catering. So if you have a corporation and you want to gather your people in any place that doesn't have a kitchen, we got you covered, yep. Basically. So
I love that. And even though all of these things are happening, which is a crazy time, you're ending the year strong with, of course, what brought us here today, the episode, if you want to start going over that and the amazing time that you had and experience you had together.
So, yeah, finally, the cat is out of the bag. The episode aired last night, and we are super excited to have been able to finally share it because we filmed it early in the summer and we were not able to say anything until the network really gives us the green light to share the news. And it's been a long wait. The episode was postponed back in October, but then we got this great Christmas gift of having it air day after Christmas, and we're finally able to share it with our viewers, all the ones that showed up for the watch party, and also, obviously, live on national TV, which is a big deal.
And
it's a big deal for us.
All your communities and different support from all over, I think, is amazing to see, and just that your hard work got you here.
Yeah.
It was super fun to actually hear that. The episode was there were several watch parties, and it was being watched in Sweden, it was being watched in Germany,
Spain,
Puerto Rico, North Carolina, Vegas, and Michigan. I mean, it was so surreal for us that this was such a fun episode, and everybody was enjoying it that much. and that people were from outside of the state. It was just incredible. Mm-hmm. So, but
and you get to share it together. So yeah. I think this experience, I can't even explain how cool it is to see a couple compete, but also know each other's strengths so well. So be fearful of the other one and be like, oh, wait, I need to step my game up. So tell us a little bit about that, you know, being the winner to my right, not to my left.
Chop labor to the other side.
Well, the episode, how it came about is obviously we were invited and then it chosen for the show. And obviously we feel very proud. You know, we're from Tampa, first of all. We leave work and play here. And so being able to represent the city and the culinary, amazing culinary scene that we have, it's a great honor. Then on top of it all, you know, we're from born and raised in Puerto Rico, so we're two Latino chefs. And then I got to compete against Bobby as a female chef. You know, these are opportunities that don't happen very often. I'm from a very small town in Puerto Rico on the southwestern side, what people call the island, which is referring to like the countryside. And, you know, opportunities like this really don't necessarily happen. And so we were very excited and proud. That's number one. Then on top of it all, the producers really went above and beyond to tailor the episode around our story. They love the fact that we are in love. We're a couple. We're in business together. We're both chefs. And the entire of the episode is based on that story. And you see a lot of elements that play out on the episode tailored through that. You know, the co-hosts are Jet and Ali Tila, who are also a couple in love, in business mm-hmm. together. She's chef. Pastry, he's mm-hmm. culinary, so they're both chefs. And it just makes it for a very, really, just really beautiful episode. And we're super proud of it, regardless of the outcome.
I know, but as a winner on the episode, so not even more than half have been women, but Latino women, you're the first.
I'm the first, yes.
Very emotional moment probably for you.
It's been a roller coaster. Obviously, it still feels surreal that I got to compete against Bobby Flay, an Iron Chef, and, you know, he's a celebrity in our world.
So we're talking about how...
Bobby's just a celebrity in your chef world. And then how amazing the experience was around it.
And then I lost. She swept the floor with me. And then she told everybody at the end, she beat her husband. And then Bobby Flay. I'm like, why do you have to say the husband part? Just say Bobby. Let's put the attention into Bobby, not me. But it was a fun episode. It was a lot of hard work before all these. And it wasn't handed to us. It was literally a bunch of interviews and things like that. And it was great to represent Tampa, represent the Latino community, represent Puerto Rico. That's where we're from. And it was great to see her winning. It was great to see her literally being embraced by Bobby Flay. And Bobby was so generous about it. And a true professional. I think I was thinking really good about him before, and now I think a lot more about him. He's an amazing individual, but it was super cool.
Yeah, I mean, we lucked out with the experience overall. From what you can see, the producer, entire team, is all about Bobby and making him proud. So it just makes you really admire the person that you're going to compete against. He's tough. He will not give you any window. So you have to bring your game on. After our show, he had another one to tape. So he's in his element. Yeah. So you're walking into his kitchen and you have to bring all your arsenal. Yeah. You have to perform at your best, which we knew by binge watching the show. Yeah. We knew, okay, our flavors have to be right. You know, we have to really understand what we're going to be making. It turned out, obviously, in this case that I got to win, but you have to perform really well because he's a tough competitor.
I don't think people realize how much pressure in such a small amount of time to really deliver something amazing. You get 20 minutes.
You get 20 minutes in round one, and that is quick. Entirely true. It is 20 minutes and that's it. You have to think fast, and there's a lot of troubleshooting that happens. You know, once they announce the star ingredient, which you find out while you're there, mm-hmm. Ricardo and I couldn't talk to each other. So our main concern after, once we're behind the scenes mm-hmm. discussing what happened and waiting for results, is that our main concern was, are we going to end up doing the same thing? Because we think alike, we create dishes the same way. And you can see on the episode that we eventually, both of us, chose to pair the star ingredient of papaya with shrimp. So you can see the similarities in how we think alike, and it could have gone either way.
You know, one of the scariest part was exactly that. Is she going to do the same dish as I am? You know, and the reason for that is that because most of the times we're always thinking about the same plate. Mm-hmm. And all we got to do is just refine it to what each of our strengths is. But in that moment in time, I was like, that's the only thing that worries me. Everything else, I know I got it. But, you know, worries me about that. When I saw her, she had shrimp too. I'm like, oh, God. But that was all I saw. I couldn't see more. You have 20 minutes and 20
you
minutes
fly by. You can't
pay
attention to them.
If you can't imagine what you did 20 minutes ago, you understand how fast this goes.
I couldn't imagine cooking anything that fast, like creating it and then cooking it and then tasting it. And
you have to do multiple servings. So it's 4 servings on the first round, and they all have to be completed. You cannot do anything behind the scenes after the clock has stopped. So that is real about the show. And then when you're done and I look at my plate, and then you start thinking, oh, is this enough, right? I taste it throughout the 20 minutes, so I was confident about my mm-hmm. flavors. But when I look over, that's really when I see Ricardo's dish. And what he accomplished, it looked so beautiful mm-hmm. that I was like, oh, maybe I don't got it.
It looks beautiful.
Yeah, actually, in one moment in time, I thought, huh. You know, because she kept telling me at the beginning, before we went into even New York, she's like, don't lose on purpose, you know. So I was like, no, I'm not going to lose on purpose. Hell no, I'm going to give you the run for the money. So in that one moment in time, I thought, oh, my gosh. I think I win. I really thought I won. And then when we were getting the praises and the differences, I also thought, I'm like, oh, this could go my way. Very cool. So, but then I'm chopped liver. It didn't happen. And I was so proud of her. It was really, really, really cool. It was a proud moment. And then the fun part was, I thought I was ready to go into like a car and wait in the car or whatever, but no. The producer said, no, you come into the audience. We got an idea. We're going to put you in the audience and you're going to be rooting for Rosanna. And I'm like, what?
That's so awesome.
So it was really, really cool.
You thought they'd just kick you out the back.
I know. I was just ready to go to the trash can area, you know, wait over there for everybody. But that didn't happen. It was really, really cool.
Yeah.
Which is usually what happens. You know, the person that ends up losing round one gets whisked away and they go behind the scenes to do post interviews. And but I didn't know this was happening, by the way. It was a surprise. You get a very short window until they reset that you go into round two against Bobby. So all of a sudden, they tell me Ricardo's going to be in the audience. So that was a huge surprise.
Yeah.
And
Your biggest supporter and competition.
It opens the window for then more great moments that you hope make mm-hmm. it into the episode. Of course, we have a long list of favorite moments. Some did make it into mm-hmm. the episode and some didn't, based on editing, right? But overall, we were happy with our performance on the show, both of us, but we're also really proud with how it came out.
Oh, yeah.
All right, but let's not hide it. Now it's round two. And I was with all the people cheerleading for Rosanna. And then I knew it. Rosanna was very nervous in the first round. I remember seeing her hands like sweaty and stuff. But then every single time she get to cook, it was like really on point. So once I saw her starting the second round with Bobby Flay, I knew it right away because she wasn't even looking. I mean, she was just insane. So I knew she was going to win this. It was just a matter of time. And hey, there she did.
Here she is.
It was really fun. And I was able to talk. They put a mic on me. I was able to talk to people and to talk to Rosanna and to.
I love that.
Yeah. Joke with Bobby. It was really, really cool. I call him William, you know?
Yeah.
Robert, whatever.
William, yeah, sir, whatever. Robert, William, Bobby. What do you think? Oh, wait, what about the tequila moment? We have to talk about the tequila moment.
We have to talk about the tequila. So obviously, I think I mentioned earlier that there are some challenges that it's normal as you're cooking, things go wrong. So I had a few things go wrong my way around wine that not necessarily made it on the episode. Ricardo did as well. But one funny moment is in between the 20 minutes and also in round two, the co-hosts come up to you. And in round one, Bobby also comes up to your stations. And you have that camaraderie and that banter of what's going on or this or that. So a lot of round one was about Ricardo competing against his wife and how he had no winning, no chance here and no way to win. Because if you win, you lose. And if you lose, you lose. I'm actually quoting Bobby here right now.
Yes.
So it seems to be that in round one, when Bobby came up to our stations, he tasted one of my components and then he tasted one of Ricardo's. And he was making this joke like, oh, you got everything to lose here. So he pours almost an entire glass of tequila for Ricardo and a small shot for me. We don't drink, especially tequila. So I took my shot and just poured it all over the shrimp, and that created a great moment for camera. But Ricardo waited on his. He ended up finishing all his dishes before me. So in kind of like a celebratory mode.
Oh, you should have seen me. I was like, oh, yeah, now I'm going to drink this because I got extra time. And here I was just drinking tequila, and I just drank the whole thing. It was like horrible.
And they don't like ever
drink. And I don't drink. So it was horrible after that. I was sweating like a pig. It was so, so hard. But it was great because then in the second round, he has some troubles with equipment. And then I said, aha, who needs tequila now, Bobby? And it was kind of fun, you know, and that's the good part of the show. It was very real and nothing was fake. It was, like I said, Bobby was himself and Rosanna was in the zone and everybody was working really hard to try to beat each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ended up being, you know, Bobby had a lot of things go wrong too on his round. But at the same time, you see how he's in his element and he can recover so well. Ended up borrowing some of the ground beef from my station. Had to use my fryer. So you see all of this work behind the scenes. And at the same time, in my brain, I can't get distracted because I need to finish what I'm here to do. His dish was great. And then going into judging time, again, you really don't know until you know, although you feel confident that, I felt confident that my signature dish, which is something that we do serve on Silo, is something I've been making since I was a little girl and I started in the kitchen, the beef empanadas, I felt comfortable that my flavors were there and that I performed exactly what I set up myself to do. But at the end of the day, you really don't know. The judges, you don't meet them until they're there to start judging time. It is a blind taste. So they give you instructions. You cannot show any emotion. You cannot react to their judging because it is a blind. But then you get to hear the feedback. Three great judges on this round. We have Akhtar Nawab, who owns a Mexican concepts here in the U.S. Ivy Stark, who's like a legend also in Mexican cuisine, was the chef behind Los Caminos in New York City, which I remember when I used to live there, now owns other Mexican concepts. And Matt FX, that's his artist name. He's a DJ, very well known in the food world. Does, by the way, podcasts, a lot of food podcasts. So we locked out again in that round with great people. And then you get to hear their feedback. And again, you just don't know until you know. But you know people are rooting for you.
Yes.
Producers, Ali, yeah. Jed, obviously Ricardo, the audience. And
then yeah. you hear the winner is Chef Rosanna. It was super cool.
You're in the audience at that time, right? Did you just come down?
Oh, yeah. I had basically everybody behind me was actually rooting for her. Mm-hmm. Nobody was rooting for Bobby right behind me, which I was in a great place. And then when that happened, they immediately pulled me out from it. And you saw that little salsa dance that I did at the end. It was because it was part of like the promise that I gave them. If we win, we'll salsa dance. And you know what? I could do that. That no problem.
I love it.
Yeah. So it's just a really great episode to showcase who we are. Our love of food, our culture, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm happy that it also mentions, you know, Tampa, where our businesses are. So overall, it was just a real, beautiful, wonderful experience. And what a great way to close this
and
year.
And you got to bring your personalities to life mm-hmm. for everybody, not only the people that you've really impacted along the way, but you can see how much support you have because of really the vibe you give off, right? And then the food you get to share with everybody. Companies, families, just social gatherings. It's just fun to see, right? It's TV now.
It is. It's why we do what we do every day. Because mm-hmm. we get to create those moments for our guests and do what we love to do. Yep. With a lot of admiration. I have a lot of admiration for Ricardo. And I know he does for me. And we get to share it.
The almost winner.
He's changed his handles to the loser, Chef Ricardo.
At Chopped Liver.
Yeah, choppedliver.com, please.
So, favorite dish to make?
Favorite dish to make is Puerto Rican food for Ricardo. And arroz, habichuelas, those are very like staple dishes.
Favorite one to eat, same thing?
Favorite one to eat, yeah. I have my favorites of what Ricardo makes. Anything breakfast. Breakfast is done by Ricardo always at home. Dinner is usually me. I'm very good with Italian cuisine. That's really my strength. Yes. I lived in Italy for 1 year when I was much younger and in college.
Pasta.
So I have a deep appreciation for Italian cuisine.
Pasta.
When he craves pasta, that's what I make.
Yeah, I like pastries. I like donuts a lot. Cookies a lot. I could consider myself a cookie monster for sure. I got cookies right now in my nightstand. Actually, she knows it. She probably was the one laughing because I always keep cookies on my nightstand. I don't know why.
It's important.
It's important, but they got to be good cookies. So if you made it to my nightstand, you have a good cookie. So I always make cookies and cakes and stuff like that. So pastries and croissants, you know, is my thing. So I love eating all those things. So
I just think what a milestone to hit by the end of the year for both of you. What a way to close out 2019. So many big things for 2020, right? The winner and the the competitions across
almost
for me
winner.
And the winner and the almost winner. But he was having you cut your finger. Right?
Yes, to my side, explaining, I caught my finger. I was sweating. I had sinus. So, you know what I mean? It wasn't all peaches and cream on my side. So I did what I could with what I had.
hardships. The hardships. But I love that. What an awesome experience to share together. I think that's really it, right? You guys
That's
did
really
it.
You know, I couldn't have asked for anything more from my first foray into national TV.
Yeah. And winning.
And then obviously the end result, which was winning and beating Bobby Flay. It's such a highlight. I'm super honored and flattered and humbled and emotional to all of that. All of that is happening.
I love it.
Just say what you said at the end of the show.
What I said in the end, I beat my husband and I beat Bobby Flay.
I mean, you should let everybody know that and you should say it right now again. And you should probably say that till at least the end of the year. Let's go over some of your handles and all of course, the companies that you guys own and what you're doing right now.
Absolutely. My handle is at Chef Rosanna Rivera across all channels. We have for Silo Mexican at Silo Mexican and our website is silomexican.com. You can find a lot of information about us, our businesses, our menus. You can buy our awesome t-shirts too. in our website.
Oh, yeah, you do have awesome t-shirts.
Our coffee concept is Coffee, K-O-F-E, underscore Tampa, across all channels. Our new business is r2provisions.com, and our handle is r2provisions. So definitely plug in, like all of our pages, mm-hmm. and make sure you stay in touch with us. I'm going to hand it over to Ricardo.
And I'm Chef Ricardo, chopliver.com. No, just kidding.
He changed it after he lost.
Chef Ricardo Castro.
Yes, that too. But whatever. We're just changing it all up now. Domains are changing. And there's awesome things happening. You're at the front page of the newspaper, right, in Puerto Rico?
Oh, my gosh. That was like a super surprise. We had no idea. People started texting us. Hey, oh, my gosh, I saw you in the, I would say, one of the best newspapers in Puerto Rico, in the front page. We had no idea they were putting this on the show. I mean, on the newspaper. And it was great. And then, we got some texts today that looks like also we're in the front page. So we got to go take a look. And after the show, we'll take a look. But yeah,
I love
it. It's an honor for us to represent the island. It's an honor for us to represent Tampa.
Yeah,
I think the best of both places, and you know, both of them in my house.
And you both are doing a damn good job. And I love having you guys here. Your vibe, your energy, so many big things to come. All of their information will be on Not a Great Whisper and at The Real K Ray and at katieray.com. Congrats! It's so cool to have you on the show. And I'm just huge on the dynamic because you guys play off each other's strengths and you've just created such an awesome name for yourself. So
thank you.
Way to go.
Appreciate it. Yes.
Thanks for joining.
Yes. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you to the viewers, and we're out.